19th of November, 1935. Talk number 97. One Mr. Ramachandrar, a gentleman from Ambala, asked where the heart is and what realization is. Maharshi, the heart is not physical, it is spiritual. Hridayam equals Hrit plus Ayam equals this is the center. It is that from which thoughts arise, on which they subsist, and where they are resolved. The thoughts are the content of the mind, and they shape the universe. The heart is the center of all. That from which these beings come into existence, etc., is said to be Brahman in the Upanishads. That is the heart. Brahman is the heart. Devotee, how to realize the heart? Maharshi, there is no one who even for a trice fails to experience the self, for no one admits that he ever stands apart from the self. He is the self. The self is the heart. Devotee, it is not clear. Maharshi, in deep sleep you exist. Awake, you remain. The same self is in both states. The difference is only in the awareness and the non-awareness of the world. The world rises with the mind and sets with the mind. That which rises and sets is not the self. The self is different, giving rise to the mind, sustaining it, and resolving it. So the self is the underlying principle. When asked who you are, you place your hand on the right side of the breast and say, I am. There you involuntarily point out the self. The self is thus known. But the individual is miserable because he confounds the mind and the body with the self. This confusion is due to wrong knowledge. Elimination of wrong knowledge is alone needed. Such elimination results in realization. Devotee, how to control the mind? Maharshi, what is the mind? Whose is the mind? Devotee, mind always wanders. I cannot control it. Maharshi, it is the nature of the mind to wander. You are not the mind. The mind springs up and sinks down. It is impermanent, transitory, whereas you are eternal. There is nothing but the self. To inhere in the self is the thing. Never mind the mind. If its source is sought, it will vanish, leaving the self unaffected. Devotee, so one need not seek to control the mind? Maharshi, there is no mind to control if you realize the self. The mind vanishing, the self shines forth. In the realized person, the mind may be active or inactive. The self alone remains. For the mind, the body, and the world are not separate from the self. They rise from and sink into the self. They do not remain apart from the self. Can they be different from the self? Only be aware of the self. Why worry about these shadows? How do they affect the self? Talk number 98. Bhagavan further explained, the self is the heart. The heart is self-luminous. Light arises from the heart and reaches the brain, which is the seat of the mind. The world is seen with the mind, that is, by the reflected light of the self. It is perceived with the aid of the mind. When the mind is illumined, it is aware of the world. When it is not itself so illumined, it is not aware of the world. If the mind is turned in towards the source of light, objective knowledge ceases and self alone shines forth as the heart. The moon shines by the reflected light of the sun. When the sun has set, the moon is useful for revealing objects. When the sun has risen, no one needs the moon, although the pale disk of the moon is visible in the sky. So it is with the mind and the heart. The mind is useful because of its reflected light. It is used for seeing objects. When it is turned inwards, the source of illumination shines forth by itself, and the mind remains dim and useless, like the moon in daytime. Talk number 99. A sannyasi asked, "It is said that the self is beyond the mind, and yet the realization is with the mind." Quoting, "The mind cannot think it, it cannot be thought of by the mind, and the mind alone can realize it." Unquote. How are these contradictions to be reconciled? Maharshi, "Atman is realized with mruta manas, dead mind, mind devoid of thoughts and turned inward. Then the mind sees its own source and becomes that. It is not as the subject perceiving an object. When the room is dark, a lamp is necessary to illumine and eyes to cognize objects. But when the sun is risen, there is no need of a lamp, and the objects are seen. And to see the sun, no lamp is necessary. It is enough that you turn your eyes towards the self-luminous sun. Similarly, with the mind, to see the objects, the reflected light of the mind is necessary. To see the heart, it is enough that the mind is turned towards it. Then the mind loses itself and the heart shines forth." Talk number 100. Later, Sri Bhagavan quoted from Kaivalya some verses and explained as follows. There are diagrams in the book A, B, C, D, E, F, G, and H. Diagram A has the Supreme at the top, which is knowledge absolute, witness, the self-shining core, the heart, the self, leading to the individual, the jiva, the knower consisting of vritti, the mode of mind stuff, and reflected light in the latent form. Under that is the internal intellect and the outgoing mind, buddhi and manas consisting of vritti and reflected light as a sprout. This is the inner organ, leading to modes taking shapes as objects and common knowledge. Together, they form the world as we perceive it. Diagram B has the self, pure knowledge, at the top, leading to jiva, that is the knower, leading to the intellect and the mind, perception, then branching off into modes, seen as objects, and knowledge. The modes of the mind take shape as external objects, and the light reflected on the modes illumines the objects. Now, neglecting the modes of mind, look for the light illumining them. The mind becomes still, and the light remains self-shining. The undulating mind, that is the mind associated with rajas, activity, and tamas, which is darkness, is commonly known as the mind. Devoid of rajas and tamas, it is pure and self-shining. This is self-realization. Therefore, the mind is said to be the means for it. Diagram C. Pure consciousness, said to be the eternal or the ever-present witness, leads to the inner organ plus reflected light leads to modes together with light are said to be pramaya, that is, the known. Of these, the objects are gross, and the light is called phaila chaitanya. Diagram D. In the jiva, the inner organ consists of, and there's three boxes, sattva, which is knowledge and light, rajas, modes of mind, intellect, mind, tamas, gross objects, the world. Similarly, for the cosmos, the cosmic mind, the eternal being, and then there are three boxes under that, sattva, ishwara, the lord of the universe, rajas, the individual, jiva, tamas, the universe. Diagram E. Brahma equals sat, being called the substratum, chit, knowledge, and ananda, bliss, called differentiation by maya, divided into the natural universe or the world, artificial multiplicity of objects. Maya cannot obscure sat, but it does obscure chit and ananda, making them appear as particulars. Diagram F. A rope corresponds to being the substratum. In dim light, it equals maya, illusion, appears as a snake, that is the artificial particular as shown in E. Section G. Sat equals being equals substratum. From this proceeds the particular, namely the jiva, who veiled by ignorance identifies himself with the gross body. Here, ignorance stands for not investigating the self. Jiva is in fact knowledge only, yet owing to ignorance, the wrong identity with the gross body results. Section H. Again, the master illustrated it with the red-hot iron ball. A ball of iron plus fire together form red-hot iron ball. The world plus chit equals pure knowledge. Together form the jiva, the individual. Talk number 101. A gentleman from Ambala asked, "What is the rationalistic explanation of Draupadi's sorry becoming endless?" Maharshi, "Spiritual matters cannot be fitted into rationalism. Spirituality is transcendental. The miracle was after Draupadi had surrendered herself. The secret lies in surrender." Devotee, "How to reach the heart?" Maharshi, "Where are you now that you want to reach the heart? Are you standing apart from the self?" Devotee, "I am in my body." Maharshi, "In a particular spot or all over?" Devotee, "All over. I am extending all over the body." Maharshi, "Where from do you extend?" Devotee, "I do not know." Maharshi, "Yes. You are always in the heart. You are never away from it in order that you should reach it. Consider how you are in deep sleep and in the waking state. These states are also not yours. They are of the ego. The consciousness remains the same and undifferentiated all through." Devotee, "I understand, but I cannot feel it so." Maharshi, "Whose is the ignorance? Find it out." Devotee, "All this is so difficult." Maharshi, "The idea of difficulty is itself wrong. It will not help you to gain what you want. Again, I ask, who finds it difficult?" Devotee, "I see that I am coming round to I." Maharshi, "Because you are always that and never away from that. There is nothing so simple as being the self. It requires no effort, no aid. One has to leave off the wrong identity and be in one's eternal, natural, inherent state." Talk number 102. He returned with a request next day. He said, "It is said that one should receive instruction from a guru. Mere reading of books is not helpful. I have read many books, but there is no practical help derived from such learning. Please tell me what I should do, how I should do it, at what times, in which places, and so on." The master remains silent. His silence seems to say, "Here and now, be at peace and tranquil. That is all." But the questioner could not interpret it that way. He wanted something concrete. Talk number 103. The next day, Sri Bhagavan said, "These people want some japa, dhyan, or yoga, or something similar. Without their saying what they have been doing so far, what more can be said to them? Again, why japa? It's phalasruti, etc. Who is it that makes the japa? Who gets the fruits thereof? Can they not look to the self? Or again, even if instructed by others to do japa or dhyana, They do it for some time, but are always looking to some results. That is, visions, dreams, or thaumaturgic powers. If they do not find them, they say they are not progressing, or the tapas is not effective. Visions, etc., are no signs of progress. Mere performance of tapas is its progress also. Steadiness is what is required. Moreover, they must entrust themselves to their mantra or their god and wait for its grace. They don't do so. Japa, even once uttered, has its own good effect, whether the individual is aware or not.